Hey, did you know that Hyundai has an extremely wide range of electrified vehicles, starting with the 2022 Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs? You can use electric when you want it or gas when you need it. A plug-in hybrid EV from Hyundai gives you both. It is so hard to find a car that does everything you need, gets great mileage, is big and comfortable for the family, and also feels efficient, like you're doing something good for the world. Hyundai has figured it out. Remote charging, flexible ways to fuel up. These are some of the things that make the plug-in hybrid EVs a win-win when it comes to powering your ride. Save money on gas by using electric power only for short distances. There are times when the all-electric mode will come in handy, and other times when you have to use the gas. It's all so easy. The Hyundai plug-in hybrid electric vehicles have voice recognition too in their system. It's so helpful. The digital key allows you to use your Android phone as a spare key. So we're talking about a car with all of the modern conveniences and also good vibes, babe, of doing something solid for the world. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. That's HyundaiUSA.com.
Rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning on Friday the 29th of July. We have an update on our top streaker, trying for 39. We have an update on my overwrought emotional wrestling between the anecdotal and the analytical. We have what looked like an easy choice and beat the streak, ending up as a nail biter. So much show for you today. But we start with a great moment in Baltimore for Trey Mancini.
In the air to right. Lowe will drift back. Lowe doesn't see it. Lowe lost the ball. Here comes Hayes. Trey's going to go to third. Trey's going to be waved home. Here comes Mancini. He is
safe.
A fairy tale has come to life.
Well, I can tell you this, if it's his last home at bat, it will be one he will never, ever forget.
Might be his final at bat as an Oriole at home. A fairy tale has come to life. That's a hell of a call for a Little League home run or an inside the Parker off the face of Nathaniel Lowe.
Was Smalls from Sandlot playing right field?
I think that's exactly.
That was the first thing. I think that was the first thing I thought of when I saw that highlight. Was like, hey, this is a remake of Sandlot. Smalls is playing right field.
It was nice of them to film that during an MLB game. This is Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. I'm Matt Spiegel. That's Ryan Porth. Trey Mancini, 37th most selected in Beat the Streak yesterday, and he rewarded streakers with two hits. As we take a look at the state of the streak, we do it every weekday morning here on the show. Our leader had an eventful night. Colin B. Johnson had a double down trying to reach 39, Ryan. Alejandro Kirk of the Jays had two hits, so that one got covered. The other pick was the great Aaron Judge, who came up in the ninth inning of a scoreless game in the Bronx.
Well, here's Judge. He's walked and struck out twice.
Been a big part of the walk-offs this year with the Yankees. Has a chance right here. Nothing. Yankees with just one hit. High fly ball. Left center. Taylor on the run. On the track. At the wall. He's done it again. See ya. A walk-off home run by Aaron Judge. And the Yankees win 1-0.
That is 39 home runs for Judge, and 39 is the number for the streak leader, Colin B. Johnson, just six away from Kyoshi Lotus, 26, who's 45 is the high streak of the season so far. 10 grand up for grabs there. Just 18 games away from finally doing what no one has ever done, beating the streak of Joe DiMaggio. 18 away, Ryan. That's 9 days of double downs. Is that what you do?
That's still a long way to go, my friend.
It is still a very long way.
And no, I would not double down all the way to 57. I just wouldn't.
I know. But it really is the same exact math if you double down or not, even as you get closer. But emotionally, the challenge is vast. The streaker named Red Sox and took another pass. El Tortugo, the tortoise, standing pat at 33, tied for second with Chappie, who got there with Vlad Jr. 03-2004, Amanda, our pal who used Jose Trevino earlier in the week, is at 32 after a successful Trey Turner pick. Turner and the Dodgers in Colorado, very popular and beat the streak. For good reason, with good results. Jose Urania of the Rockies gave up 8 hits and 10 runs in 3 innings. Turner went 3-for-4. He was the second most selected batter and beat the streak yesterday at 21%. His teammate Freddie Freeman, number one most selected with 28%. He came into the game hitting .473 in his last 15 games. He was a .412 hitter lifetime versus Urania. And I'm here saying this is easy. Sometimes this game is easy. But as the score stood at 11-0, with 7 different Dodgers having gotten a hit, Freeman was still without a knock.
Freddie Freeman yanks a base hit down the right field line. That'll trickle towards the corner where Randall Grichuk runs it down. One run is in. Here comes Betts. He'll score without a throw. Two-run double, Freddie Freeman. First hit of the night for him.
He just wanted to get in on the party. Everyone's had hits in this lineup. Of course, he's scored and been on base. It's not like he's been quiet. Just ridiculous.
Yeah, but we care about hits here, okay? So it was a problem for a lot of people.
Yeah, come on, Jessica Mendoza.
Seriously. And then the huge sigh of relief for a lot of streakers. So Freeman gets it done. A sad leaderboard farewell to Yaman 1234567890. Yaman, whose picks seemed to dovetail with all the players we discussed here on a daily basis, had Freeman, but also had Ahmed Rosario, the ninth most popular selection in the game, went 0-for-4 in the Guardians finale of their series at Fenway. I said when I first saw his name that I was going to say the numbers part of the moniker of Yaman 1234567890 half the times. So that's 3 times total mentioned today. I've said it twice. Farewell, Yaman.
Is Rosario becoming the new Castellanos on this podcast?
It really is. It really is. Just like driving you crazy a little bit back and forth, one day on, one day off. Let's talk about what we learned yesterday in MLB. Will I ever learn? My internal debate between the analytical and the anecdotal has been very public all season long on this very public podcast. And somehow I keep testing the limits of the power of narrative and it doesn't go my way. Yesterday I went with Shohei, an anecdotal pick of the most unique ball player of my lifetime. I went with him over a super hot hitter in Alec Boehm, who was going out on the road. I said I would check on it today, and here we are. Ohtani dominated on the mound.
And the strikeout, just what he needed. And that is 10 double digits once again. 6 consecutive start, 10 plus strikeouts. That's the second most in Angels history to Nolan Ryan.
That's an amazing stat. Angels strikeout pitchers. No Mark Langston? No Frank Tanana? No Chuck Finley? No. But then Shohei Ohtani at the plate, he got close, but he killed me.
Ohtani way up in the air, skies it, but just misses again. Calhoun is there. Oh, so close. That ends the eighth inning. Still 2-0.
God, yeah, very close. Thanks. Meanwhile, Alec Boehm, who came in hitting .488 over a 12-game hit streak, he stayed cooking.
The ball's one strike to Boehm. Swing and a line drive out to right center field. That's in for a base hit. One run will score. Schwarber will stop at second. RBI single for Alec Boehm. It's 4-0 Phillies, and he is white hot right now.
Nice job of hitting by Alec Boehm, and again, he's just hitting the ball where it's pitched, not trying to do too much, staying on the same exact approach.
The man's hitting .435 in July. There's only 3 more days in the month. That's really good. In fact, no one has had a better month all year long than this particular month, calendar-wise, for Alec Boehm. I should have taken him. Does that lock him in for today's picks? Oh, boy, I wonder. Ryan, you got Ty France last night. The fourth pick came through.
I did. He was like 5 feet away from hitting a home run.
Why put off having fun until you finally have that free time you keep hearing about? You already do enough to earn a bit of joy exactly when you want it. With Best Fiends, you can have a little fiendish fun anytime, anywhere with an exciting mobile puzzle adventure game. It's easy to pick up and play, whether it's for a few minutes here and there, or if that free time does roll around, you can have a fiendtastic marathon. With thousands of exciting levels and new events year-round, Best Fiends is a fresh adventure every time you play. And you'll never be stranded without fun because you can play without an internet connection. There are dozens of unique characters. As you collect more of them, you'll customize your team to beat every challenging puzzle that comes your way. You can even level up your characters as you progress throughout the game. You've earned your fun time. Download Best Fiends free on the App Store or Google Play. Plus, get $5 of in-game rewards when you reach level 5. That's Best Fiends on the App Store or Google Play. Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Well, but he still got you, got that extra base hit, and you are rolling. I'm at 0.0. Sadly, where are you?
I am at 4 going into the weekend.
All right, there we go. 4 into the weekend. Weekender picks aplenty coming along with the fourth pick, my daily double A, and a stay away too in a moment. Man, a hardcore full slate of games around MLB. And a bunch of interesting pitchers out there doing their thing. Alek Manoah will host the Tigers. I'd stay away from them. Gerrit Cole will host the Royals. I'd stay away from them. There's lots of options for the stay away. But the big one that I'll give you is the Mets. Rest the Mets. Sandy Alcantara of the Marlins, great all year, goes deep into games. As we know, last five starts, just 14 hits allowed in 29 innings. Last time out, 6 innings, 2 hits, 10 Ks. Stay away from the Mets, as counterintuitive as it might seem.
You stay away, I stay away.
Let's take a look at the picks for today. Ryan, give us the fourth pick. What you got?
All right, tonight in Toronto, the Tigers are starting Brian Garcia. If you've never heard the name before, that's because I have never heard the name either. It's his first appearance in Major League Baseball here in 2022. He did log over 39 innings back in 2021. He had a .364 batting average against while facing lefties. The Blue Jays' big boppers, of course, are all righties. They could all go off tonight, but I'll go with the red-hot lefty for the Blue Jays in that lineup, Raimel Tapia, who is on a personal 7-game hitting streak. He had approximately 25 runs batted in last weekend at Fenway. He's hitting almost .300 at home this year. The hit probability chart gives Tapia a 70% chance of getting a hit. That is the highest among all Blue Jays hitters for tonight.
Outstanding. A time now for my daily double A. Yeah, anecdotally, give me the hot guy. And I don't mean that physically, although he's very handsome. Alek Boehm. Alek Boehm of the Phillies has never faced Jose Quintana. I don't care. Alek Boehm's hitting .435 in the month. I didn't pick him yesterday, and I should have. Give me Alek Boehm. And then analytically, you know, when we look at the matchups on a daily basis, check out 94 plate appearances career-wise for Carlos Santana against Justin Verlander. I think that's the biggest sample all season long that we've seen. McCutcheon and Wainwright was high 80s, but Santana and Verlander at 94. It's crazy.
Votto and Wainwright is up there as well.
Okay, well, now, you know, now you've made me want to look and think about it. So we'll check it out during the course of the weekend. You know, lounging by the pool, just have my batter pitcher analytics stats up. It's funny because it's probably true. Anyway, I'm not going with Santana against Verlander, even though the sample is big. But I am going to go with this one. Albert Pujols has 29 career plate appearances against Anibal Sanchez, and he's 11 for 28 in his career. .393. Pujols is what? 50? Anibal Sanchez is 38, and he's out here making his third start of the year for the Washington Nationals, who are just putting anybody out on the mound. They seem to not really care at all who they're putting out on the mound. In fact, I mentioned him earlier in the show, Chuck Finley. He's going to pitch for the Nationals. Probably this weekend. Anyway, Anibal blows Pujols, the venerable one, with great success against Anibal. We'll go with that. So Pujols and Boehm, my daily double A. The hit probability algorithm, of course, loves all those Dodgers in Colorado and loves Austin Riley of the Braves as well. Let's take a look at the weekender. What do you like this weekend, sir?
All right, so the LA Dodgers, they don't get to face Antonio Sensatella at Coors Field this weekend. Too bad, so sad. But they do get to go up against Kyle Freeland of the Rockies. Justin Turner is the pick here for Saturday. If in the lineup, he's been dealing with an injury. But Turner is 16 for 48 in his career against Freeland. Betts, Turner, Freeman all have below average career numbers against Freeland. And then Sunday at Coors, you can side with Mookie Betts against Herman Marquez. Betts is 6 for 17 lifetime against Marquez. We've also highlighted the Astros Mariners series all week long. Saturday night, Seattle has Chris Flexen on the mound. Astros rookie Jeremy Peña is 5 for 9 against Flexen this season.
all weekend long. Told you about Alec Bohm. He's hitting .478 over the last 13 games. He's going to finish out July strong. Two hits in the series opener last night. Five straight multi-hit games. Quintana tonight, like we mentioned. Then Mitch Keller and JT Brubaker to start the next three games. And stay away from your Cleveland Guardians on Sunday against Shane McClanahan in Tampa Bay. McClanahan giving up 24 hits in his last 53-plus innings. Crazy. Has a 128 batting average against here in the month of July. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Jody Avergan of Roulette Productions is our executive producer. Our executive producer for Odyssey is Lena Glazer. Ryan Porth, the Porthinator, is our producer, mixer, uploader, and compatriot. Our theme music and all other incidental music is by my guy Kurt Morrison of Tributosaurus. Special thanks to Josh Lucan, David Adler, Paul Casella, Josh Frost, Peter Kim, Megan Coughlin, Ian Kay, Larry Yeast, Mike Fouché, and Greg Clayman at Major League Baseball. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and spread the word. Don't forget to play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season within the MLB Play app for your chance to win. Here's hoping that all your guys all weekend long hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking!